And after months of slowly ratcheting up its criticism of Syrian President Bashar Assad, the U.S. yesterday finally called on him to step down. U.S. officials are imposing new sanctions, and they're also thinking ahead to who might lead a post-Assad Syria. NPR's Kelly McEver spoke to one close observer of the uprising in Syria about how far the opposition needs to go before it could actually assume power.
Wissam Tarif is a longtime campaigner for democracy and human rights here in the Middle East. Lately, he's been documenting the deaths, injuries, and detentions in Syria during the five-month crackdown on anti-government protesters. He's also been in close touch with those who are leading the protests. Tarif himself used to work with anti-government groups inside Syria. Those groups made little progress over the years until the Arab Spring and the latest uprising. But still, Tarif says there's a problem in Syria's anti-government movement.
There is no opposition here. There are opposition groups.
Opposition groups that are many, Tarif says, and divided. First, there's the so-called outside opposition, Syrians living in exile. By some counts, there are at least seven of these groups with different leaders and different ideas of how the country should go forward. Then there's the inside opposition. People criticize them for working with the current regime. And finally, there are the youth protesters who've taken to the streets. Tarif says even they are divided and ill-equipped to lead a real political opposition.
There's uprising. There's millions of people taking the streets, willing to die for freedom. And it's a hell of a very difficult job, but it's not enough. This is people who do not know how to do politics.
Tarif says the next step is for all these groups to agree on a single transitional council, a shadow government like the rebels created in Libya. No voting, no arguing, Tarif says. Just name a council and start working on how to get rid of the regime, maintain stability, and run a new country.
They have a lot of political differences. They have a lot of different political visions, and they have to come over it.
Up to now, anti-government groups in Syria had preferred to remain decentralized. That made it more difficult for security forces to find them and crush them.
They have killed some activists, yes. They have detained a lot of political leaders, yes. But we haven't seen assassinations for the opposition side so far at a big scale. No one has reported that. Therefore, the leadership is not hiding. There is no leadership so far.
Now that the U.S. has called for President Assad to step down, Tarif says it's time for the opposition to step up, stop arguing, and unify.
Such leadership has to emerge, and it has to emerge yesterday. And they don't have time. And I think they will do it. And it's just a matter of assuming responsibility.
Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.